Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today I am going to give you what we call a one-er, which is just an interview with me, sharing some things that I might be learning or things that I might be failing at or things that I've learned lessons on. And so today we're talking about really school. The beginning of school, what that does to us as parents. It can be nerve-wracking and anxiety-ridden because maybe our kids have literally done nothing all summer, like my kids. My kids, it was survival summer. I am working a full-time job, so is my husband, and we thought we had our kids all situated for summer with camps and all the things, and what we realized is we did not have enough things planned for them. So they were home a lot. I think my son is a for sure expert on Minecraft, and they really didn't use their brains maybe as much as other kids did this summer. We were just surviving. I was trying to be an Uber driver and a full-time working mom, and it was a little bit chaotic. But there are some things that we do every single start of the school year, and we kind of make it our ritual. I don't honestly even know if my kids are like, Mom, why do we have to do this every year? But it's something that we do. So I wanted us to share just a little bit of kind of how we get our family back into that ritual of school. And let me tell you, the first couple weeks, we start a little earlier here in Texas. Some people don't start until after Labor Day. We start like in the middle of August when it's still, no joke, 108 degrees outside. So it feels almost odd to be starting school when it feels like in the smack dab of summer. So we've already been in school for a couple weeks, and I just want to say, if you haven't started school yet or you just started school, be ready for that first couple of weeks to take your breath away. Even though it's not, you know, that much different for me personally, getting up early and going to work and doing those things, it is going to be different for my kids, especially my son, who did not get up before probably 10 o'clock a.m. every morning in the summer. So it is kicking our behinds a little bit. So I want to give you a couple things that we do every school year just to kind of get our minds and hearts right. I have found that when we set expectations for ourselves and our family for the year, it sets us up for success and we know where we're going. Sometimes we don't meet those expectations, and that's okay. There's grace in that. But I wanted to share a little bit about some of the things we do. The first thing that I always do with the kiddos is set them down. Now, this is not some big ridiculous, like hours and hours of journaling or anything like that. My kids do this in probably a good 5 minutes, but it's just the questions that we continue to ask. And one of those questions is, what are some of your goals for the year? And so a lot of people do this in January for the first of the year. We like to do this during the school year because it's kind of their first of the year. And so we like to kind of break them up like you might in your personal goals with, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual, relational. And so we ask them just very easy that they can do, you know, it doesn't have to be these huge major things, but something that is attainable for them. So we will ask them their goals. I literally write it down in my notes section of my phone, because then I can look it up, and every year we kind of go over their goals from last year. So that's what we do first. We kind of review what they did last year. We always have a verse that is kind of their verse that they're leaning into this year. It can be the same verse. It has been my kid's same verse since last year. Philippians 4:13, which probably many people know, is Sissy's verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. She is my kiddo who, when she can't do something, she gets very frustrated. I think she's probably a perfectionist at heart. So she doesn't like to do anything that she can't do well, and she really, really gets on herself. She's one of those kids who You do not have to tell to work harder or to try harder. She is trying as hard as she can all the time. And so she's one of those kids who honestly, we've had to really help her say other things besides, I can't do that. I'll never get this. I'm not good like that. And I'm not quite sure where she gets sometimes when she talks like that. I'm like, where does she get that? But I think it's just her personality that she wants to be the best at things. She wants to be good at things. And so if she's not, she really gets down on herself. And so we've been trying to instill in her, of course, her identity. She doesn't have to be perfect at everything, that she can let herself have some grace, but we're really having to show her how to have that grace. And even little mindset changes, like instead of saying, I can't do this, we just add one little word. I can't do this yet. So one of her goals this year is just to give grace to herself, to start to say that little word at the end instead of saying, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this yet. And the other day I heard her say it and it was really cool. It's been a couple years we've been practicing that and she said it without me even having to remind her. So that was really neat. So the scripture that she's picked, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, that really means something to her. It's not just this scripture that everyone knows and maybe the only one that your kids actually memorize, but she actually, it really means something. Hey everyone, I want to tell you about a new resource Christian Parenting has come out with called Noteworthy Prayers. We all know our kids crave connection with us and with God, and one of the strongest ways that we can show love to our kids is through words of encouragement. That's why Christian Parenting created Noteworthy Prayers. They're 50 customizable notes that are designed to help you remind your kids that you love them, that you're thinking about them, that you're praying for them. They're little notes that you can put in their lunchbox. I mean, most of you know that this entire podcast, our children's book, started with a lunchbox note that my husband wrote my son that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. And it became truly something that we lived out as a family. It changed truly our lives. And so I just want to let you know that these are available if you go to cpgive.org, cpgive.org. You can get your own cards too. For Holden, his, you know, he's a totally different personality. He is my kid that, you know, we have to help be a little more driven or help push and challenge a little bit. And so he had some really neat goals this year. And one of his goals, one of his verses is Joshua 1:9. And it talks about being courageous. And I think for him, one of the things that we've really been working on is him speaking up to things. He's a freshman in high school now. And many times he hears things that he might not agree with or that he probably needs to say something to his friends. And a couple years ago, we really tried to work through that. What would he say? How would he stand up for some things? We did some different role playing of like, okay, how would you talk to a kid, a friend in this situation who you might need to come alongside and say, hey, let's maybe not talk like that in our group text, or hey, are we representing, is that how we want to represent ourselves and how we want to represent Jesus to others? And so he's learning to say it in his own way. And it's so neat. It's so cool as a parent when you have these conversations with your kids and you talk about it all the time. And then one day you look at their text and they've said it without you even having to say anything. They stood up to something, or they stood up for someone else and you didn't even have to say anything. And so that is one of his goals this year, too, is just to stand up for things and not be shy about that, because he has a little more maybe of a timid spirit in that. And so it's just been really cool. So that's the first thing that we do, is kind of go review our goals from last year and then have some goals for this year. I'm telling you, this happened over the dinner table, 5 minutes we did it. I put it in my notes section, and that's something that I know as a parent that I can be praying for and that we can talk about throughout the year, and it's just something that we can always come back to. The other thing that I kind of get my mind right for is this phrase that I say every day, every year that they have gotten out of my car to go to school. Since they've been in kindergarten, it's in our children's book, the lunchbox note, A Story of Loving Others. If you didn't know we wrote a children's book, we did, and you can get it on Amazon. And it's really this phrase that helps my kids hopefully remember to see others. And it's just a simple phrase. We say eyes wide, light shine. And what that means for our family is to keep your eyes open to all the surroundings, to all the people around you. For school, that means if someone is in the lunchroom and they don't have anyone to sit with, you go over and ask them if they would like to sit with you. In soccer practice, it means if someone's had a hard day or they're not doing well, you're encouraging them. Helping our kids understand that life is not just about their comfort and their joy and their happiness, but it is about bringing others into that as well and looking out for others. And so that phrase, eyes wide, lights shine, means when we see something that seems off or that seems like it's not right, that we do something about it. And it's so funny, this last week when I took my kids to school, I forgot to say it, which is so silly that it meant something to me. But I remember driving and I'm like screaming out the window as my kids are like walking into school. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you, eyes wide, light shine. But it's something that just helps us remember to put others' needs first. I want to end today with our family mission, and you can grab this on our website. If you go to bestrongstory.com, we'll put in our show notes as well, you can grab this family mission. But I want to just read it to you and hope it just encourages you as you continue to be families who are being love and doing good and really out there trying to be this family that shows the love of Christ to others. And so I just want to read this to you, and we'll end with this family mission that we've had for probably the last 7 years, and I hope it encourages you. Our family pledges to be a be strong, protect the weak, love everyone family. And those three phrases, if you haven't followed us for a while, came from a lunchbox note that my husband wrote my son and has been the mission and motto of our family for the last, oh my gosh, since my kid was in first grade, now he's 15. And this is what we've lived our life upon. It's what our children's book is about. It's what our podcast started. That's why our podcast started. This is what it's about. And so it's our pledge is that we pledge to be a be strong, protect the weak, love everyone family. A pledge is a solemn promise or undertaking. We pledge to live out these three phrases in action together. We pledge to be strong. We will stand up for ourselves, our family, and others. We will do the hard things together. We will merge passion and perseverance and stick it out through the hard times. We pledge to protect the weak. We will keep our eyes open every day for someone who may need our care. We will look for opportunities to befriend the vulnerable who may need extra support. We will serve others even when it's inconvenient. We pledge to love everyone. We will love our family even when we fight, argue, or disagree. We will say, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. We will love those whose opinions differ from ours, who come from different backgrounds, or who believe differently. We will find ways to love and serve others in our community. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope your school year and this year is one of the best. And I pray that your kiddos and your family can truly just have a time of peace this year. If you've gone through something hard these past years, that you would find a love for your family and each other that you've maybe never had before. We just thank you for doing this journey with us. We'll see you next week for more on Be Love, Do Good. Thank you for being love and doing good in your family and in your communities.